Hey, welcome to this class on conflict resolution. First of all, why is conflict resolution important? Because relationships are important. And relationships that are important need to stay intact and they need to grow. And relationships inevitably lead us to conflict. You have two different people with two different values and two different sets of seeing the world, you will have conflict. So if you can't resolve conflict, then you can't continue relationships. And if you can't continue relationships, it's not a very good life. We live longer, we're happier when we have good relationships, which means we need to know how to deal with conflicts. My name's Ari Ehrlich, and I'm a coach. I call myself the stress healer. I've been helping my clients deal with various issues of stress in their life for the past few years. And one then that keeps on coming up again is the conflicts that they're having in their relationships and how they can resolve them. So this class is going to give you one of the most important tools that I have discovered and taught my clients, and they have used this successfully to tighten the bond and the connection of their relationships because they're able to resolve conflicts effectively, peacefully, and in a way which is really and ends up being enjoyable to both sides. So now, do you need to watch this video or listen to this audio with your spouse or the person who are you in conflict with? No, you do not. That's the power of this. If you listen to it together and use it together, it'll be even more powerful, but it's not necessary. It takes two to tango, takes two to get into a fight, but it only takes one person to avoid that and to lead in the other direction. You cannot force what another person does or does not do, but you can control your part. If you do not allow yourself to be engaged in a destructive conflict, an unproductive conversation, then you will not have unproductive conversations. And if the other person is not ready to have a productive conversation, then you'll just pause and wait until they are. And that's very often how this works and why it works so well. So without further ado, let's get into it. When you find yourself involved in a conflict with someone, the most crucial thing that you want to do is to focus the conversation on what that person wants. Let me repeat this again. When you are in a conflict with someone, the way to resolve the conflict is to focus the conversation and thereby the other person on what that person wants. I'm going to say it a third time. When you are involved in a conflict with someone, what you want to do is focus the conversation on what that person wants, even though there is something that you want that might be a contradiction to what the other person wants. Even though you might feel like it's unfair that you're not going to be able for the moment to speak about what you want. And even though you don't like how the other person is speaking to you or about you. Why? What is the reason for this? It's very simple. Anything you do that's going to be in the effort to further your agenda in the conversation, whether it's correcting the other person or asking for what you want, even if you give the most logical and wonderful reasons for it, will fuel the other person's desire to argue with you because it will appear and it will come off that you are not concerned with them, you are concerned with your own agenda. And what you need to know, if that if you're in a conflict with someone and someone is upset, that person feels that you do not care about what that person wants. And until that changes, anything that you do that's not that will be perceived as you not caring about what that person wants, which will fuel their desire to fight. So, what you can do more than anything else to disarm another person's desire to fight, to argue, to wrestle with you, is to make the conversation about what do you want? Ask that person, what do you want? Now, let me explain to you how that lands for the other person. It's very often not expected, and it's very disarming. And it's actually for someone who is trying to be, who is upset, who is venting anger, who is venting frustration. For them to hear the words, what do you want? Let's talk about getting you what you want. It simply doesn't allow that person to escalate the conflict even more. It is the most powerful thing you can do to subdue, to soften, to, in many ways, sometimes seduce the person who is rising up against you and complaining or arguing and trying to get their way, seemingly to your detriment. Nothing can make this person melt and will force their opposition to you to melt more than you inviting them into a conversation about what he or she really wants, where you will listen and you will do everything you can to make that happen. And that's really it. Everything else is the details of how to do that. But that's really it. And every time I find myself involved in a conflict with someone that is not being resolved, I realize that, oh no, I forgot this one rule. And that's why I repeated it three times in the very beginning. I forgot to make the conversation about what the other person wants. Now you might ask, well, then I'm just giving the other person what he or she wants, and I'm not able to present my opinion. I'm not able to present my perspective. I'm not able to argue for my own needs. And none of that, although the questions are valid, and although some of us have a tendency to avoid conflict and just give people what they want, and let our needs be trampled upon. And we've come to learn that we have to speak up for ourselves. It's all true. But, and here's a big but, if you're going to ask for what you want, when the other person feels that you don't care about what he or she wants, then you're doing yourself a disservice. What you want to do instead is, after you've convinced the other person that this conversation is about what he or she wants and what he or she needs, and you're doing everything you can to make that happen, and you've listened and you've heard and you've discussed, you then say something like, I really want to do this. and I want us to work together to do this. And here is what I need to discuss with you in order to make this happen. So the other person wants to do X and you want to do Y. He has his reasons for doing X and you have your reasons for doing Y. So you say, okay, let's make the conversation about doing X. What do you need? How can I help you? What exactly do you want me to do? Okay, I want to do all of that, and I can do all of that. I just want to also talk about what I need in order to be able to do X. And what I need in order to be able to do X is Y. So if we can work together on getting me Y, then I will be able for sure to get you X. See, in a normal conflict where one person is asking for X and you are asking for Y, if you just keep on saying Y, the other person's like, you're not listening to me, you're not hearing me, and I need X and not Y. When you make the conversation first about X and really doing everything you can to give the person X and to show that you will, and then you say that in order for me to do this and to really follow through and really make it happen, I need you to help me get Y and we can work together, then you have a collaboration. Now you might ask, what do you do in a situation where X and Y cannot coexist? Let's say you have a couple arguing and they're arguing about one of their kids. And the father is saying that you should be strict. And the mother is saying that, no, you cannot be strict. You have to be more gentle and you have to be more soft and you have to give him what he wants. And the father's like, no, if you give him what he wants, he's going to be spoiled. You can't do that. There are rules. So here you have a situation where X and Y are not seemingly able to coexist. So how is it possible to play this game of, let's say, the husband is going to give the wife what she wants, which is to be lenient on the kid, but then say, I really want to be lenient on the kid, but in order to be lenient on the kid, I also have to be strict with him. How is that going to work? Isn't it a contradiction? And the answer to that is that when you go through this process and you really listen to what a person wants and try the best to give it to them, and then you ask them to try to give you what you want, what you begin to learn is that in many situations, in most situations, in perhaps almost all situations, even ones where X and Y seemingly cannot coexist, if you work hard enough together, you can find a way. You can find a way to make it work. For example, in this situation, the father wants to be strict on the kid because he doesn't want the kid to be spoiled. He wants the kid to learn rules. And the mother doesn't want to be strict on the kid because the mother believes the kid's not ready. And if you go too hard on the kid, it will backfire. So what do? If the father first listens to the mother and realizes, the kid needs kindness. The kid needs to feel a certain feeling. There needs to be some softness. If the father can agree to that, he can then say to the mother, yes, there does need to be softness. There does need to be unconditional acceptance. But there also needs to be direction and there needs to be boundaries. So how can we give the kid unconditional love and acceptance, but also teach the child boundaries? And then they can work together on that. See, whenever we have a disagreement about something, and it seems that X and Y cannot coexist, they only cannot coexist in the certain external representation. So if we're talking about, in this instance, saying yes to the child or no to the child, you're right. You can't say yes and no at the same time. But in most situations, it's not the external thing that's happening right now that's most important. It's the long-term goal. What is the long-term goal? The long-term goal of the father and the long-term goal of the mother is to raise the child in the best way. And to raise the child in the best way, you need boundaries and you need unconditional love. And both of those in the long term can coexist. So since they can coexist in the long term, then in the short term, we can find a way to give some unconditional love and also agree when and at what point we're going to need to set boundaries. And this same pattern exists in so many other areas of life, in so many other facets of life, in business, in health, in anything you can have a conflict on with someone about anything. The long-term goals are usually very much aligned. The only thing that is butting heads, that is conflicting, is what to do right now about the situation. When you listen to a person and you see how in this situation they want to do things in a particular way, because they believe it's going to create ultimately the best result. And you see it from their perspective. And most of the time when you do that, you'll see a hint of truth in it. And you'll open up your mind to consider, you know what? Maybe it's not terrible in this situation to do things a little bit more like the other person, as long as in the long term, the concern that I have is also met. And this is why this tool works, and it's such a powerful tool for conflict resolution. So I'm going to repeat it from the beginning. When you see yourself in a conflict with someone, the first thing that you're going to do is make the conversation about getting what the other person wants. You want this thing to happen. Or what do you want to happen? Tell me what exactly you want. And how do you want me to help you get what you want? And as soon as you figure that out and find a way to position yourself as the solution to the other person's problem instead of the one who is standing in their way, then you can tell the other person that in order for me to be able to give you what you want and do this, which I really want to do, please help me. Help me also get what I want. This is what I want, and this is why I think it's important. Can you help me do that? Can we work this out together? When you do this, you will see very often miracles in the power of collaboration, especially when it comes to close partnerships and especially when it comes to marriage. And you'll see how when two people who are very different can unify their perspectives and each work to integrate the insight that they have and the good that they have in a unified vision and a path forward in given situations, whether these are challenges of money or a family or spirituality or of health or anything else. You will see tremendous amount of success and you will feel a tremendous amount of wholeness and completeness and connection when you can do this. And again, it all starts, and you can do it on your own. You make the conversation about what the other person wants. You show them so much how you care, and you see so much from their perspective that they feel like you're on their side. And then it only feels right. It only feels natural for them to listen to something that's going to help you be even more on their side. Say, hey, I want to be even more kind. I want to be kind to the child. I want to have unconditional love for this child. I want to do that with you. I think that's amazing. But you know what would really help? It would really help if we also taught boundaries. And here's why. I really want to have to take on this initiative. I really want to make this change in the company and do these things. And I'm going to help you. And this is all the things that I think I can do to help you. Oh, wow, thanks. And you know what's going to really help me do this? You know what's going to really help me make this work? Let's talk about the financial side of this and how we're going to make the numbers make sense while we take on this new expense. Then I'll really be able to focus on it and make sure it happens. You can frame the entire conversation about getting what the other person wants and get everything that you want and more. And all you have to do is start on the right foot by making the conversation about giving the other person what he or she wants. And then say, after you've shown them that you really want to do that and you really are going to do that and you earnestly and sincerely plan to do that, say that in order for me to do it and do it even better, I need to also talk to you about this. And this is really going to help me make my role in helping you even stronger if we can talk and deal with the other things that I see. Try it out and let me know how it goes. Good luck.